This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today is email grab bag day on Garden Bite. We've had some lovely days and the plant sales are really tempting. If you've gone plant sale shopping recently and now don't have time to plant, don't panic. Find a spot in your landscape and plant those perennials still in their pots. Sink them into the ground up to the pot level. Keep watered till the ground freezes and mulch. Then come spring, after you've decided where you want to plant them, dig them up carefully and they should be just fine. Gardeners, especially those newer to the delights of gardening, have been asking about using plastic or landscape fabric as they start new beds. First off, I hate plastic and will not use it. That sounds harsh, but plastic just has no place in my garden, unless you're trying to kill something. I don't really care for landscape fabric either, as more often than not, weeds find a way of growing on top of the fabric, and quack grass seems to come up right through it. When you try to pull them out, you pull the fabric, and there's a whole other issue. Shredded newspaper or office paper that's been wet down is okay. It's cheap, it mats down better than the fabric, and breaks down. However, personally, I use natural wood chips only. As for pruning out diseased branches, disinfect the pruner after each cut. Use Lysol spray or rubbing alcohol. Clorox sells a bleach-free disposable wipe that I've heard works well. And remember that your hands will also have the bacteria on them, so wear garden gloves. One more question that continues to pop up is our watering situation. If you planted trees, shrubs, or even perennials in the last 3 years, water them until the ground freezes. With far less rain this year, at least in my area, I'm watering my newer trees and shrubs deeply once a week. For more information, go to GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.